Welcome to Technory Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in for the first time, well, you've probably heard this bit before. What is Technory? Since 2010, Technory has been Chicago's top startup showcase. More than 300 companies have been featured, been on stage, been on the show, and they've gone on to raise a whopping $260+ million in venture funding. Welcome to Technory Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in for the first time, well, you've probably heard this bit before. What is Technory? Since 2010, Technory has been Chicago's top startup showcase. More than 300 companies have been featured, been on stage, been on the show, and they've gone on to raise a whopping $260+ million in venture funding. Today's show will be no different. We've got one of Chicago's local unicorns on the show, Adam Hughes, president of Avant.
Hey man, how are you?
How are you doing?
Good. Excited to be here.
Thank you. So we had one of the co-founders on the original Technory, well, pre-Technory, Tomorrow's Business Today, as I mentioned to you before the show, and got to hear sort of all of the backstory. We were going to talk about Avant. I promise this time we are going to talk about Avant. But
It's your show. We can talk about it whenever you want to talk about.
I think people are interested in learning about a unicorn. I feel like, especially if it's one of the few in Chicago and it's one that was sort of born and bred in Chicago and the entrepreneurs involved are very tied into Chicago business. So I do want to get into Avant. But when John and I were on the show, it took like 3 minutes and we were totally off topic. And he was talking about Y Combinator. And I guess the only reason that we went that way and I'm starting this show this way is it speaks to, like, many of the companies who've been on the stage of Technory have gone on to Y Combinator, Techstars, etc. And they come back to Chicago. And I've asked many of them, how come you're that close? Why didn't you just go to the coast? Why didn't you go, whether, you know, fly to New York if you're from there, or why didn't you go to Silicon Valley? And many of them come back and say, well, we felt like Chicago was the perfect sampling of the country. And if we could do well in Chicago, we knew we could expand everywhere else. Versus if we started in San Francisco, we had no idea whether or not it would work across the rest of the country.
Yep.
That's sort of what John had kind of said, although he also, sort of intimated that there's also connections like you guys that we're already here and things like that. So why don't you, for those who don't know, what is Avant?
Sure. So Avant is a online consumer lending platform, 4.5 years old, and we really have two business lines. The first is a direct-to-consumer personal loan where a customer goes on Avant.com, they fill out a quick and easy credit application. They get pre-approved for a personal loan in under 5 seconds. They can do all of their verification, sign the contract on their mobile phone. And they're using that personal loan for things like consolidating higher interest credit card debts, access to credit to fix their car, home repairs, things like that.
Yep.
The other side of the business is bank partnerships. And it's going to banks and allowing Avant to power your technology because, you know, your technology is probably a little bit older. We can get you to market faster, provide your customers a much better experience online on their phone through that full verification suite. So for 4.5 years old, we have 500,000 customers on the direct to consumer personal loan side, and then just announced our first bank partner on the bank partnership side, Regions Bank. And going to be announcing our sec bank partner here in the next month and a half. So excited about both of those.
Very cool. So I want to kind of distill this into something easy for, I think, our listeners to understand, because I feel like, and I'm going to disclose personal information about myself, not about you, that I think will make it easy for people to relate to. So let's just say, hypothetically, I started another business at one point earlier in my career, and that business did sort of okay, but I was using credit cards to make it more okay. And at this point, there's like a handful of credit cards that exist out there for these businesses that I sort of spun in and out of and eventually got to where I am today.
Sure.
I want to consolidate them because at this stage, like, it's not crazy credit. I mean, it's not an insane amount of money. Let's say it's under $50,000. Mm-hmm. And it's across a handful of areas. If I wanted to take a loan out, would I, like, whether it's personal or through that business that owns the rest of those entities, would I be able to go on to Avant or contact you guys, take out a loan, cover those bills, and sort of consolidate all that at perhaps a better interest rate? Or, I guess, walk me through how I would use you as a solution to my problem.
Yeah, so we only do consumer loans, not small business, just
okay.
to clarify.
Yep.
But typically our customer is going to be what we call the near-prime middle-class consumer. And going back to 2012, banks weren't really lending to anyone below a 700 FICO score.
Yep.
So if you think about the credit spectrum, you have 700-plus FICO scores, and that's where the banks really play. You have 600 and below, you've had some problems with your credit, and there's some other alternative lenders that play there. But there wasn't a good online experience for someone with a 600 to 680 FICO score. And if your car goes down and you're trying to apply for a bank loan, you're probably going to get declined. maybe get a credit card, but you're talking about a $500 to $1,000 credit card, you know, balance max.
Yeah.
So if you need to go $2,000 to $3,000, there wasn't a good option for you. You had to go into a store, take 5 hours out of your day, maybe get approved, maybe get denied. You can go to Avant.com, get a soft pull, so it's not going to impact your credit. It takes literally 5 minutes. We're going to tell you yes or no right away, and everything's on your mobile phone. And it allows you, going back to your example, if you have multiple credit cards, you're paying multiple payments each month, that's a pain. Plus, your APR is probably really, really high,
yeah,
especially if you're carrying that balance.
Yep.
You can get down to one payment with a consolidation from an Avant loan, probably a better interest rate. And we're going to report to all three bureaus or improve your credit score, and then you get better rates as you need additional funding.
Yep. Okay. So, because in my mind, like that is sort of the entrepreneur's problem. And what is interesting, and we're going to get into sort of, you were employee number one, mm-hmm, at Avant. So you're a person who would be a good person to speak to about growing a company or being part of a company as they grow from one to, I don't know how many employees you guys have now.
We have 600 today.
So just a few employees. So with that, most of us, well, I want to say most of us, a lot of us don't want to take on funding. When I started the first company, I met lots of people who were investors and I just didn't have any interest in it.
Yep.
The second kind of, I don't want to say it's the second company, but the second next iteration of the original company, I also didn't want to take on investors. And it got me to this point. So all of them were like the right steps. It just weren't, in my mind, I didn't feel like the idea was vetted enough to be an investable company. And I didn't know what it was going to become. So I didn't want to give up my equity before I knew what it was.
Sure.
So I took out personal credit cards to fund my own stuff. And that's what got me in this situation where it's not terrible. I can afford to pay off the things, you know, now, but I still manage like five or six cards. And I think that's what's crushing some of the startup guys that are on here, is that they started a few companies, there's one guy who's going to be on the show later on this week who, you know, went from one startup to the next. And sometimes in this world, we're moving so quickly that we don't have time to clean up the messes, even if they're just little messes that we leave behind. And most of the time it's credit. Most of the time it's loans and things like that. So you guys essentially could be a great tool in my mind. I think when people think of you, they're not thinking, startups aren't thinking of you. I think personally you could be a great solution to people like me who were a sole proprietor essentially, and we could do it on our personal, obviously you're not a business credit, but personally, yep, I could go and take care of all those little messes.
Yeah. And you may have talked about this with John, our co-founder, that he was out at YC doing a different startup, making a little bit of income, needed a loan to fix his car. And he had a 660 FICO score, I think, went to a bank, got declined. Like, there has to be a better way. 40% of the U.S. population has a FICO score below 700. So yep, talk about an entrepreneur's dream, a massive opportunity that needs complete disruption because, again, 4 years ago, you had to walk into that branch and just waste your time.
Well, so speaking of that, I mean, that was the opportunity that was in front of him. He figured out a solution to it, and then he figured out how to scale that. How did you guys grow from just this idea, which, you know, 4 years, that's not a lot of time.
Yep.
That was the same time I was creating my first company, yep, that's still a credit card debt that's sitting back there. That gives, yep, anyone perspective on how insane this is. How did you guys grow this company into the, you know, soon to be behemoth in my mind, in Chicago?
You know, it's been an exciting 4.5 years. We have an amazing team. You know, we, taking a step back, you have to raise money at Avant because cash is our product.
Yeah, of course.
Right? So, you know, we've raised $600 million in equity. We've raised $4 billion in debt financing because we're actually lending out cash. That is our product. But the way we started out was, and why Chicago is so awesome is, hey, we had four of us. Al Goldstein, our CEO, is amazing at a lot of things, but also amazing at raising money. John's an amazing data mine. Paul Zanger, our other co-founder, is the tech backbone of the company.
You guys have a crazy talented team. That's the one thing, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but the one thing that is, you can't state it enough. When you have a team of people like that, right off the bat, it was a foregone conclusion you guys are going to be successful. It's just a matter of, like, do you guys figure out the path and then, like, be able to grow around you? Because to find people who can work alongside of that kind of talent and that those kind of personality types, I feel like that, to me, was, like, the biggest threat for your success.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it a day before I jumped to that opportunity. Not only the team, but just, like, building something from scratch was super attractive to me. On top of that, Chicago's allowed us to, with our networks, just having all these schools, Northwestern, U of I, U of C, there's so much talent here.
Yep.
And Avant's approach to keeping that talent here is to give everyone the opportunity for equity. So the ideal person at Avant is obviously entrepreneurial, but they're going to take a little bit of a haircut on their market rate. We're going to give you equity, which what we think has tremendous upside. And then everyone is fully bought in and making this thing a huge success. So, you know, we have the fun things like the stand-up desks and the free lunches, and that's almost table stakes at this point.
Yeah.
But to get people to work really hard and be really accountable for the work, you need to have them fully bought in. And we found that equity for all of our 600 employees has been an awesome way to get people fully engaged. Our voluntary attrition is like 5 people on the corporate side, because everyone just sees the mass opportunity that Avant presents and is working really hard to make it a success.
So, okay, I'm going to ask you, we're going to kind of pivot a little bit into your own personal kind of journey here, because to relate to people, like, this doesn't have to, you don't have to be a part of the billion dollar club company. But I think that it gives a great example, because having spent time with you now before the show recording and on this, you are not the type of, like, you don't act the way that a person would expect someone who's like the billion dollar, like, you know, flashy, super cool. You know what I mean? You're not like that kind of person. So that to me is very impressive that you are part of such a massive, fast growing company in an industry that literally, like, currently with things has like no limitations, and you're still just a regular person, which is awesome. I think it's a great way to show some of the next billion-dollar club companies what it takes to be so patient and to be able to follow the roadmap and not lose your way, because you guys have definitely had things thrown in front of your roadmap and you just keep on plugging away. And you're employee number one. What was it like the first time things didn't look good? And you probably, because of the team you're on, probably had other opportunities to jump and go other places.
Yeah. I mean, I just remember the early days, right? I mean, there was 4 of us in one office, with no windows, and it was just doing anything to get it done. Right. So again, Al was out raising money. John was building our credit models. Paul was building the front and the back end. I was doing everything else. So we're talking about, how do we attract new customers? How do we build our customer service function? And how do we verify income, employment, and ID to make sure we're giving out good loans? QuickBooks, that was me as well. And you really need to, wear multiple hats before you can justify hiring more employees to take on those roles. We started off with a small seed round. It was November 2012, wrote our first loan in January 2013. You need to write
loans. How much
loans.
Was the first loan for?
First loan was, $1,500. And you do full manual verification. You're talking to that customer. It's almost like, please pay us back. Yeah. So we can actually go to investors and say, hey, we're actually
somebody
paid
us back.
Right. And you need to write a number of loans before you can actually plug that into John's machine learning algorithm to start to scale the thing.
Yep.
So to answer your question, I remember the early days. I'm very nostalgic about the 4 of us just trying to do anything to make this thing work. It's been an amazing 4 years. There's been a ton of wins. We have had some challenges as well. And I think it's really a testament to the team, everyone that we brought on that, understands what we have in front of us. We've been able to adapt really quickly. And then we've been able to really identify what's really important to go to the next level of raising our next round of funding, which would be next year.
What would you say are the key pieces to, I guess, managing your own expectations as you're in this company? Because now, I mean, there's the early stage where everyone's like, wow, it's really exciting. You guys have like a super great idea. And you're like, oh my God, we're the coolest, right? And you start working. And then there's the next phase where you land the first big investment. And you're like, now we're legit. And now you're at a stage where in my mind, I see this as like a couple of guys saying buddy.
It's different kinds of stress though, right? The beginning is, hey, we all took massive pay cuts because we believed in the idea, right? Yep. So the first time is, I need to make this thing work so I can pay my rent, right? And then once you've had some success in terms of showing that you can actually grow this business, you can raise a couple rounds of equity. It's a different kind of pressure. It's I need to execute on these goals to make sure that A, we're doing good by our investors, and then B, we can actually show that progress to raise our next round. So it is an interesting different mindset, because you're just trying to make it do anything you can to actually, build this business, show, folks that, hey, this actually works. And the second phase of growth is like, hey, we've actually raised some funding. How do we go to the next level?
Very cool. And then the last thing I've got for you is the very first day or the very first time that you saw the unicorn status. Is that something you guys care at all about? Or was that something that was just sort of like I've interviewed some companies and some founders, and they, when they see the unicorn thing, they there's like a certain, like, they say they don't care. But behind them, you can like see this pride of like, yeah, that's a very unique club.
I mean, there's definitely some validation for all the hard work. I mean, there was lots of nights and weekends to get where we were when we raised our last round at $2 billion valuation. For us, we have much bigger aspirations. We want to make Avant 10, $20 billion company. We just see how big that opportunity is in the consumer finance space, both with additional products. We have the personal product today, but for that near prime middle class consumer, mortgage is really screwed up. Auto financing is screwed up. On top of that, that bank partnership model is super attractive because, hey, there's a lot of banks that want to build it and they want to take a year and a lot of cash to actually build up their online capabilities. But some smaller banks, some regional banks actually just want to partner with Avant and help us, you know, leverage our technology to actually make that customer experience that much better. So when you see the opportunity of these additional products that these consumers really want because, hey, they love Avant, they're coming to us, help us with a credit card, help us with auto. On top of that, you see that this bank model really makes sense. You know, we're thinking past that $2 billion valuation to just, you know, much
bigger. Is that the future for Avant? I mean, at least the near future is moving a little bit more into commercial things. Is that sort of where you guys see this going? Or
yeah, we're really excited. We call it the Powered by Avant model. Regions Bank was our first partner. If you go on Regions, Regions.com right now, you're going to see Regions.com Powered by Avant. And if you think back of just applying for credit on a bank website, it's just not great.
Yeah.
And for us, we were able to get Regions live in a matter of months versus years. And we're not competitive with our customer, right? So again, they're turning down our customer. And if we can help them with a better customer experience and customers that they were declining, recommend them over to Avant, it's a win-win.
Yeah, of course.
And so us going with that pitch to banks, it's super interesting. And I mentioned we're signing up our bank partnership here in the next month.
Very cool. Adam Hughes, president of Avant, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Very cool. You can stream this episode and more on technori.com. And you can stay up to date with our Technori news feed and other tech bites by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.